from Oroville, January 27, 2009, on mic from Daniel and Sam, in studio Sam and Chloe. We are here in the financial service, that's why the phones are ringing and the activity is pretty intense. We are online, in a line with Samuel, who is waiting with some money in his hand. We have for the news today an interview of Aisha from Red Earth Riding School about a competition being held in that premise.
Today I trained my horses. I rode in the morning, and in the afternoon I watched the events, the show jumping events at the riding school. And tomorrow I will be participating in the show jumping in the morning and in the evening once again. Well, there are lots of different events. The thing is that there are different grades, and your horse has to achieve that grade. So you can ride in the first one, which is preliminary, and then there's also different age categories. There's juniors, young riders, children, like that. And then there are the adults. And the one I'm doing tomorrow is basically for all riders. All riders can ride that, so I'll be competing against adults and children as well. This is the only time that we've actually had a national competition, which is being hosted in Oroville. Normally, they split the national competition into the South Zone and the North Zone. And after, we will compare the results, and we'll see who does the best between those two. So you do a competition, the same competition, you have the same course, you have everything the same in the north, and you have it in the south. And then you give the best results from each, the first, second, third, fourth, in each zone, and you compare, and the best people win. So it's like that.
How come it's in Oroville?
How come it's in Oroville? Well, I think one of the reasons is that nobody else wanted to do it. It's not so easy, you know? It's a lot of work. And my mother said she would take it up. And the rest of her, along with a couple of other women in the riding school, are working to make it possible.
So Marlenka just joined us, and she will announce the puppet theater
Kukla, which presents Little Milk on Friday, 30th January, at 6 p.m. sharp, they say, and Saturday the 31st at 3 p.m., and Sunday the 1st February at 10 a.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall. It's a play full of excitement and poetry, suitable for children older than 5. The puppeteer is Christina Bukova, and the set designer is Jillian Djerdop. And then we have, on Thursday the 29th at 8 p.m., Barbara Jungfer and Holger Jetter Project, German-Indian Jazz Exchange. The two German musicians conceptualized their India tour in June 2008 in Munich and started to work on compositions right away. They invited two Indian jazz musicians to exchange knowledge and to explore the Indian jazz scene together.
The news is an echo of activities and the life of Orovillian. For further information, please check the website oroviradio.org. Thank you for listening.